Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 12 through 19. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 19. Paul goes on now and says, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it's true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people to be most pitied." Now we're going to stop and get our challenge from this section. And Paul, as he's dealing with those who say in the church that there's no resurrection, he says, would you think that through for a minute? Those of you that are out there saying there's no resurrection, would you think that through? If Jesus didn't rise, if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Jesus didn't rise. And if Jesus didn't rise, you're still in your sin. Because in order for our sin to be removed, the scriptures say that there had to be the sinless sacrifice, the spotless lamb. And then there also has to be a resurrection from the dead. And if there's no resurrection from the dead, then the Bible's not true. And if the Bible's not true, then you're still in your sin because Jesus didn't take care of your sins, because the Bible says he died for our sins and rose from the dead. Again, as we saw earlier in 1 Corinthians 15, according to the scriptures. So if there's no resurrection of the dead, that means Jesus didn't rise from the dead. And if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, he's not the perfect Savior, because the Bible said that he would die and rise from the dead. And if he's not the perfect Savior, then we're still in our sin. Secondly, he says, if there's no resurrection, those of us who are living Christian lives in order to be rewarded in the life to come and sharing the gospel, we're to be most pitied. Now, I'm going to make a statement to you that hopefully will make a little sense to you. But folks, the world out there today that doesn't believe that there's a heaven or a hell, and they're living for self, they're actually living according to their belief system. And you shouldn't fault them. You know, those people whose attitude is, I'll just eat and drink and be married and live my life because this is all there is. Well, they're actually living according to their belief system. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said in verse 16, he told them a parable saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I'll do this. I'll tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I'll store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things that you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself here and is not rich toward God.'" Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't believe that there was anything after this life, I'd live for self. I wouldn't worry about being nice to people or anything like that. I would just do whatever pleased me. Why? Because this life is all there is. If that's the case, then I'm going to live for self. I'm not going to worry about other people. I'm not going to have concern for other people. When I die, I die. And I want to, as some people say, whoever dies with the most toys wins. That was the mindset of the world, because they don't understand that there is an afterlife. There is a resurrection. There's a resurrection to life and a resurrection to death and judgment. And that's why we need to understand, if you say there's no such thing as a resurrection, you better think that through. Because if there is no resurrection, you're still in your sin. You got a problem. And for Christians to even think that there is no resurrection, they will say, "Well, Jim, how did anybody in the church say there was no resurrection?" Well, there must have been those who were thinking that, because Paul's having to deal with it. If you know of any kind of the Jewish background, there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the Pharisees believed in a resurrection. The Sadducees actually didn't believe in a resurrection. They actually believed that life is all there is. So today I just want to say to you, are you living as if there is a life to come? Or are you living your life for here as if there is no life to come of reward or judgment? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.